不需要介绍。
I didn't expect to come to America.
我没有计划到美国来。
This is my first visit.
这是我第一次的探访。
But just for this morning, I'm thankful I came.
也是今天早上，我感谢神，我来到你们中间。
If for nothing else, to share your worship.
如果没有什么，只在这里一同来分享这个敬拜。
I have been in many places, and of course, been in the presence of worship, as it is called.
好像我很到许多的地方所谓的敬拜。
But so much is not their own words, borrowed words for worship. That isn't worship to me.
但是能够用着他们话一直来讲一直讲，不是敬拜。
I'm very thankful for the spontaneous worship from your hearts.
是从心中能够很流畅的在这里敬拜。
Now we're going to read a few verses.
我们要来读几处的圣经。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们来看《申命记》第六章。
Beginning at verse 4.
从第四节开始。
Going as far as verse 15.
直到第十五节，我中文就不念。
In English only. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 6 from verse 4.
申命记第六章第四节开始。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord with your heart, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
第六节。
And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your sons.And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up.
第八节。
And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, they shall be as frontals on your forehead.
第九节。
And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
第四节。
What a wonderful household. Then it shall come about.When the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied, then watch yourselves, lest you forget.The Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall hear only the Lord your God, and shall worship him, and swear by his name. You shall not follow other gods, any of the gods of the peoples who surround you. For the Lord your God, in the midst of you, is a jealous God.Otherwise, the anger of the Lord your God will be kindled against you, and he will wipe you off the face of the earth. O Lord, open our understanding.
主啊，开启我们的心眼。
By your Spirit, speak among us here this morning. 愿你
的圣灵今日向我们说话。
We thank you that you speak.
我们谢谢你，让你说话。
Give us the inner ear of the heart to hear it.
让我们心中的耳朵开启。
For your name's sake.
因着你名的缘故
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 15.
第十五节
This is how the Lord is among us today.
这是在我们今日在我们中间的神
For the Lord your God in the midst of you is a jealous God.
因为在你们中间的耶和华你神是忌邪的神
He is a jealous God.
他是忌邪的神
In the, turn back a little to chapter 4.
我们再回头看第四节，第四章。
And see verse 24.
第二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
二十四节说，因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是忌邪的神。
We do not often think about that.
我们不常常这样想到。
Perhaps we.Do not care to think about that.
我们也不敢这样想。
I have never heard anyone speak on the jealousy of God, or God being a consuming fire, a very jealous God.
我从来没有听人家说过我们的神是忌邪的神，也是烈火。
Somehow, we like to think of him otherwise.
我们要想他另一方面的。
Of course, he has so many names.
因为他有许多的名。
And how precious those names are.
那这些名是何等的宝贵。
Why?
为什么？
Because his names are his memorial.
因为他的名就是他被纪念的。
By his name,
因着他的名
we can learn something of what he is.
我们可以学习他是谁。
The sad thing today, you know,
今天也同样的
is that while there are thousands of Bibles,
有这么千千万万的这一个圣经
and thousands of people who read their Bibles,
有千千万的人读圣经
yet so few ever stop to really think upon God.
但是很少人却停留在思想这一位神。
Who is he?
他是谁？
What is he like?
他要的是什么？
When the Lord appeared to Moses in the bush,
当这个耶和华神向摩西在这一个荆棘里显现的时候，
and commissioned him to go for the release of his people from Egyptian slavery,
给他的使命，让他带以色列人出埃及。
Moses hesitated,
那么摩西在这里迟延，
but and said,What shall I say? Who sent me?
那我应该说什么？谁差遣我？
They will say, Who sent you?
他说谁送差遣你？
What is his name?
他的名字是什么？
And the answer was,
那个答案是
I am.
我是。
I am.
我是。
I am that I am.
我是自我的神。
That's very emphatic, isn't it? It used to puzzle me. I am that I am. Whatever does that mean?
常常这句话就实在是给我一个很混气不清。
Well, it just means he is what he is.
他就是他。
And he's not changed at all.
他一直不改变。
I am today what I was yesterday. I will be I am tomorrow too.
昨日今日直到永远，我永远不改变。
And he added, my name is my memorial.
我的名字是被纪念的。
Well, here it is.
在这里就是。
A jealous God.
是一个忌邪的神。
That's his name.
就是他的名。
It says in Exodus,
在这里出埃及记
chapter 24,
第24节24章
Exodus chapter 24,
出埃及记第24章
No, I'm sorry, it's not Exodus 24. I have missed the reference. But my name is jealous.
我的名就是忌邪。
My name is jealous.
我的名就是忌邪。
You can find the reference no doubt.
你可以以后再去找到。
We don't like the word jealous.
我们不喜欢这个忌邪这个字。
Why?
为什么？
Because we associate something cruel with it.
我们好像把一些残忍的事跟它连在一起。
Suspicion.
我们在这里有怀疑的
Mistrust.
好像不相信的不信任的
Jealous.
我们在这里嫉妒的
With what is jealousy usually associated?
好像这一些与这个忌邪好像连在一起
It's with the relations of husband to wife.
是把夫妻关系的一个说明
That's usually where we hear about it being used.
那我们常常是这样的听到
Husband is jealous of his wife.
这一个先生丈夫的是对他的妻子可以说嫉妒或嫉妒。
Or the wife is jealous of her husband.
或者是妻子是嫉妒他的丈夫。
Well, shouldn't they be?
不应该这样子吗？
Shouldn't the husband be jealous of his wife?
那么这个做丈夫的不应该对妻子嫉妒吗？
And shouldn't a wife equally be jealous of her husband?
妻子不应该同等的对丈夫嫉妒吗？
Jealous of what?
他们嫉妒什么？
Of their affection.
是他们的感情。
Of their affection.
他们对他彼此的感情。
We have every right, I have a right, as a husband, to be jealous of my wife's affection.
我的见做丈夫的，我对我的妻子应该对感情有那一个嫉妒。
What does it mean?
那什么意思呢？
That it should not by any means be diminished.
应该无论如何，这个感情不能减少。
that I might by all means retain it.
一切的要保持这一个。
Isn't it good? Isn't it right?
很好，也不是对的吗？
The husband should retain his wife's affection.
那么造丈夫的应该有他妻子的那一个感情。
And be jealous about it.
要对他有嫉妒。
And equally the wife.
同样的是妻子也一样。
Why?
为什么？
Because if it's not retained,
如果不持守的话，
as it was in the beginning,
好像从始至终，
if the first love disappears,
如果那个妻子的爱失去的时候，
or is diminished,
或者是减少的时候，
then there'll be attention to others.
然后他们彼此就不关照。
But while the first,
一样
But while the first love is there,
为什么他们的妻子的爱在这里？
There's attention for only one.
因为他们只注视一个。
If you talk about her, I'm interested.
如果你说到她，我就很有兴趣。
If you approve her, I am pleased.
你如果证明她，她就是很喜乐。
If you have regard for my wife, I'm very pleased.
说到我的妻子，我就很喜乐。
Because I love her.
因为我爱她。
First love for the Lord is very wonderful, you know.
好像起初对主的爱也是非常奇妙。
How important it should continue.
而为实在是继续不断是非常的重要。
Because while he has our affection,
因为他有我们的感情。
Focused on him without distraction.
而对他能够注视没有什么破坏的。
Then our relationship is going to be preserved in holiness.
然后我们的感情就在这个圣洁的里头保存。
But if in any degree my love for him is diminished,
但是我对他的爱有什么任何程度的减少，
then other interests come in.
然后其他的兴趣就进来。
And he can be supplanted.
然后他就被这一个
When was it that the Lord declared repeatedly here that I am a very jealous God?
什么时候主在这里在重复说我是忌邪的神？
I am like consuming fire.
我好像是烈火。
Well, it was at Sinai.
行在西乃山的时候。
You see in Exodus chapter 20.
我们来看这个出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20 is the first reference to this.
出埃及记第二章在这所看见的
verse 4 and 5 we will read
第四节跟第五节我们可以念的
Exodus 20 verse 4 and 5
出埃及记第二十章四五节
You shall not make yourselves an idol or any likeness of what is in the earth in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth You shall not worship them or serve themFor I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and of the third and the fourth generation.
他说不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，忌邪的神，恨我的我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三世代。
What's happening here between the Lord and the nation at Sinai?
在这个西奈山的时候，这一个主跟他的子民是什么的关系？
A covenant is being established.
好像这个约已经建立。
That's what happened when they were assembled before the mountain.
所以他们在这一个山，这一个聚集的时候。
A covenant was being established.
这一个约在这里立定。
Outlined by the law, or what we call the Ten Commandments.
所以主在这里就设下十诫来把这一个设立。
And what was this covenant really?
到底这个约到底是什么？
It was the equivalent of a marriage covenant.
也是跟说到这一个婚宴的这一个约。
Do you understand that?
你懂得吗？
It's in that context that this occurs.And a very jealous God, a consuming fire.
而是在这一个情况之下，就设立的关系，神是烈火，是忌邪的神。
So it occurs here in Exodus.
所以在出埃及记就发现。
That's the first generation.
但是这是第一代。
It occurs in Deuteronomy.
是在申命记。
That's the second generation.
这是第二代。
The Lord is reminding of this marriage covenant.
主在这里提醒有婚宴的约。
Wherein both committed themselves by two simple words.
他们彼此用两句话，简单的话来这里彼此信托。
Do you know the shortest sentence in the English language?
你是在英文里头最短的话吗？
The shortest sentence in the English language is the longest of all.
在英文里头最短的话就是最长的意思。
And it's two words.
写两句话。
I will.
我要。我愿意。
You said that when you got married, didn't you, Thornton? You said that when you got married, didn't you?
这个说的弟兄，你结婚的时候不是这样说吗？
I will.
我愿意。
For how long?
不多久。
As long as we live.
我活着的时候。
We're committed by two words.
我们用这两句话来彼此信托。
To one another.
那是彼此信托。
Not a contract.
不是一个合同。
A contract can be broken.
这个合同可以破坏。
But a covenant cannot.
但是这个约不行。
That's the difference between the marriage and the contract.
是这个结婚跟这个合同不同。
It's a covenant.
实在是一个约。
And here the Lord said, I will.
主说我愿意。
And he heard the people say, I will.
他也听到了人们说，我愿意。
See in chapter 24.
在第24节的时候，24章的时候。
Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记第24章。
This is when he appeared to the people on the mountain.
他在这个山向人们显明的显现的时候。
What did the people say?
那这些人们说什么？
All that the Lord says unto us, we will do.
所有神向我们的所说的，我们要遵守。
Verse 7.
第七节说。
Exodus 24 verse 7.
出埃及第24章第七节。
He took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said,All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. We will be obedient.
又将约书念给百姓听，他们说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
Here's the commitment.
在这里有一个命令。
Here's the marriage of the nation, Israel, to the Lord.
这是以色列民与国与这一个神所立的婚宴的约。
And the second generation, when we come to the book of Deuteronomy, is reminded of that.
然后来到申命记的时候，第二代的以色列人，他们被提醒。
And reminded of the fact that God is jealous.
他们被提醒神是忌邪的。
There should be no deflection from that commitment of affection.
所以那一个感情的这一个信托实在不能减少。
Because as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6,
因为我们读申命记第六章的时候，
Here they're called to listen.
他们被说你们要听。
What to? To what?
听什么呢？
Verse 5,
第五节说，
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
申命记第六章第五节说，
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
他说你要尽心尽心尽力啊，耶和华你的神。
And these words will be written on the hand, on the heart, on the hand, on the forehead, on the doorpost, and on the gate.
这些话要写在心板上，写在手上，写在这个门框上，而在城门上面。
Very important.
Love
the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
要尽心尽心尽力爱你们的神。
That's the terms for the covenant. And for keeping faithful. Faithful to the husband.
这是新约约所写的，也是对丈夫所应该遵循的。
Or for keeping faithful to the wife.
或者是丈夫对这个妻子是信实的遵守。
How serious it is when there's unfaithfulness.
实在是对这一个忠心是何等的重要呢？
You know that little book of Hosea?
你在这个何西阿书那一个小书？
What a gem it is. What a gem, a treasure.
实在是何等的宝藏。
But what a story.
实在是何等的一个故事。
Where unfaithfulness on the part of the wife.
在这个妻子那一方面有不忠心的事
meant that the husband didn't know whether they were his children or not.
他的这一个做丈夫的或者儿女不知道。
That's the result of unfaithfulness.
就对于这一个不忠心的事。
We can't be sure whose children they are.
我们不知道这些孩子是属于谁的。
There should be no doubt about who are God's children.
但是我们必须对我们是神的儿女不应该有什么怀疑。
Our God is a consuming fire.
神是烈火。
I was arrested the other day.
那一天我在被逮到了。
When I read the words of our Lord in Luke chapter 12 and verse 49.
当我读这个路 我在路加，我读到路加的时候。
It's all right. It's interrupting me nicely.
I thought you've been captured. Captured by the word. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Luke 12:49 says this.
那么路加福音第十二章第四十九节那样说。
I am come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
他说我要来把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，也不是我所愿意的吗？
Now, if I asked you, why did our Lord come into the world?
我们如果问说主为什么来到这个地上？
I wonder how many of you would say that.
我不知道你们谁要这样说。
I am come that you might have life, you might have it abundantly.
我来是要带进很丰富的生命。
I came not to judge the world, but to save.
我来不是在这里论断这个世界，那是在这里拯救审判世界，那是在这里拯救这个世界。
I am come that your joy might be full.
那我要让你的生命更多丰盛。
But we do not often think of these words.
但是你不常常这样想这一句的话语。
I come to cast fire on the earth.
我来在这个地上把火丢在这个地上。
We think fire. We don't want fire.
我们想我们不要这一个火。
What does he mean?
到底是什么意思？
He means a knowledge of God.
他是对神的知识。
We know God is light, John tells us.
神是光，好像约翰告诉我们的。
And John tells us God is love.
And 神也是爱，约翰告诉我们。
But here we read in the Old Testament, God is fire.
但是在旧约告诉我们他是火。
And so what is it our Lord came to do?
告诉我们主来是做什么？
Not only to save us.
不仅来拯救我们。
But to cast the knowledge of God as he is in the earth.
把神的这一个知识认识他的放在这个地上。
And how we need to remember, he is fire, like fire.
我们要记住，他就是烈火。
Now, of course, we are afraid of fire.
当然我们很怕这个火。
Because we think only in terms of destruction.
而我们想到连贯在这个破坏这个字。
But that's not the only business of fire, is it?
那这是不是火的唯一的这个这个功能。
Fire in the Old Testament, of course, came down and consumed the sacrifice.
And 你知道是在旧约里头，火下来来个焚烧这一个祭物。
An evidence that God is fire.
那表示他神的同在，他就是烈火。
In Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24.
好像在这一个利未记第九章。
When the sacrifice was there prepared,
当献祭在这里准备的时候
all expecting,
他们在这期待什么
？And fire came down. God kindled the fire on the altar.
所以神在这里着火，火在这里降临。
And it was never allowed to go out.
也不让这个人站这些出去。
But what did the fire do?
这个火做什么？
Well, if you notice the details of those sacrifices,
如果你对这一个献祭很清楚的话。
The fire did two things.
那个火做两件事。
There's always ashes following fire.
一直火的过以后就有这一个灰。
So we read about the ashes of the sin offering.
我们就在这个赎罪祭看到这一个献祭的灰。
And we read about the ashes of the burnt offering.
我们也看见燔祭的这个灰。
You say, well, those are the same, I suppose.
好像两个都是一样，不是吗？
Yes, they were both carried to the same place, a clean place outside the camp.
是的，是在这一个会幕的外面，在这样的烧过。
Yet surely there's a difference.
但是在这里又不同。
The ashes of the sin offering indicate judgment of sin.
赎罪祭的灰是说到这一个审判的灰。
And we'll all agree with that, wouldn't we?
我们都同意这个，不是吗？
Sin must be judged.
罪必须要被定。
Not only offensive to God, it's hurtful to us.
不仅是对神能够敌对，也对我们没有益处。
So we agree with the ashes of the burn, of the sin offering.
所以我们对这一个赎罪祭的灰很同意。
But the ashes of the burnt offering,
但是燔祭的这个灰呢？
God has got it.
神得到。
God has got it.
神得到。
What was the burnt offering?
到底这一个燔祭是什么？
It was a particular expression of the devotion of the Son to the Father.
是特别的说到做为子的向父的这一个献上。
Expressed in the words, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
他想来到神的面前说，我神啊，我要愿意照你的旨意而行。
So here at last is a man, totally devoted to the will of God.
就在这里，最后人来到他面前，愿意完全的献上。
And the Father can say, Behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
然后神会说，看啊，我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
That excellence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们的主在这里所做成那个美的事。
And that devotion of the Son to the Father unto death, even the death of the cross.
然后这个字。向他的父是忠心到一个地步，死在十字架上。
The ashes of that offering,
那个献祭的灰。
God has got it.
神已经得到。
That jealousy,
这一个嫉妒。
Lord has got it.
神得到了。
He's got what is due to him.
他得到他所要的。
And he delights in it.
他在他的中间喜乐。
And when Israel were united by this covenant at Sinai.
当这个以色列人在西奈那一边与神一同联合的时候
It was to be for God's pleasure, for God's praise.
是为神之喜悦的缘故让神在他们当中
For the dissemination of his knowledge in the earth to the nation.
把他的这个知识灌输在这个地上的人们
God has zeal, God has jealousy.
神实在是有他的热心，也是积血的。
But how frequently and persistently the affections of God's people have been tempered with.
但是多少的时候，神的子民对神的感情也都被这一个粉刷了。
And so there's a constant reference all through this Old Testament history.
所以在这一个旧约的里头一直的提到。
Of the alternative that the people had to the real, the true, the husband, the divine God.
好像神在这个做丈夫的对他的这一个神是如何
Idolatry. What is idolatry?
到底什么叫做这一个奸淫
It's the fruit of human imagination.
偶像用偶像对
It's the fruit of human imagination.
是这个人的想象的这个结果的果子。
In India, they say there are 30,000 gods for the Hindus.
好像用印度有三万的这一个偶像。
And what does it mean?
那什么意思呢
？It means man's imagination has been going out after God. Yes.
好像人在这里凭着他们想象，在这里去追求神。
But then they modeled according to their imagination.
他们这个做出来的像是根据他们的思想想象。
Their imagination is this. That's their God.
所以他们想象觉得他就是他们的神。
Why did God say I'm a fire?
为什么神说我是烈火
？Because you can't make an idol of the fire.
因为这一些偶像不能占于活的一种程度的存在。
Even if you paint a picture, it's not really the fire.
虽然你把它画一个图画，也不是真正的这个火。
Because fire is alive.
因为火是活的。
Living.
是活的。它是有活的这个力量的。
And you can't make an idol of that.
你不能在它其中有这个偶像。
So anything that is in an alternative to the Lord.Is an abomination.
所以一切在主以外的这个代替品都需要被这个除去。
And it's a deception.
也是欺骗的。
But this is a tragedy.
实在也是殆尽悲剧的。
Having committed themselves in their marriage vow at Sinai, the nation accepted alternatives, and their affections were alienated from the true to the false.
然后这一些神的子民在西奈山所立定的这个约，把这个约有其他的路，把它完全的偏离。
Now as we read the Old Testament,
当我们读旧约的时候
，we find at least one man who shared the jealousy of God.
我们会发现有一个人至少与神在那同享这一个祭血的神。
We read about him.
我们来读他。
In Numbers chapter 25,
民数记第25章。
Numbers chapter 25,
民数记第25章
Here we read the sad event following Balaam's prophecies.
我们会看见在这个巴别的这一个巴兰的的事以后。
In Numbers 25,
民数记第二十五章
we read the first three verses.
我们读前面的三节。
While Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab, for they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal Peor.And the Lord was angry against Israel.
他说以色列人住在实亭，百姓与摩亚的女子行起淫乱，因为这女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。以色列人与巴利比尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
Verse 6,
第六节。
Then behold, one of the sons of Israel came and brought to his relatives a Midianite woman.In the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, while they were weeping at the doorway of the tent of meeting.
然后摩西和以色列会众正在会幕前哭泣的时候，谁知有以色列人中的一个人，当他们跟眼前带着一个米甸女子来到他弟兄那里去。
And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he arose.In the midst of the congregation and took a spear in his hand and he went after the man into, of Israel into the tent pierced both of them through the man of Israel and the woman through the body so the plague on the sons of Israel was checked
然后祭司亚伦 的孙子以利亚谢的儿子菲尼亚看见了就从会中起来手里拿着枪跟随那以色列人进亭子里去便将以色列人和那女人的由腹中刺透这样在以色列人中瘟疫就止息了。
How many died in the plague because of this illegitimate intimacy?
在这一个瘟疫的里头有多少人死了
24,000.
两万四千人。
See what follows? What follows?
你会看见以下怎么说。
Verse 10.
第四节说。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned away my wrath.From the sons of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I did not destroy the sons of Israel in my jealousy.
耶和华晓与摩西说，既是亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子菲尼亚，使我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因为他在他们中间以我的祭血为心，使我不在祭血中把他们除灭。
So here's a man that shares the jealousy of God.
与神的那一个祭献一同分享的。
I wonder if we do.
我们是不是有这样的心？
Do we have the jealousy of God for the purity of His people?
我们是不是有神那个祭献的心对于他的儿女？
Are we really concerned where there's any evidence of unfaithfulness to this married relationship?
我们对这一个婚姻的关系有没有觉出说有不单纯的心？
Here is one man.
在这里有一个人。
There is another in the New Testament.
然后新约还有一个。
In case you think we are groveling in the stones of the Old Testament.
我们好像在这里转到从旧约转到。
In the New Testament, here's another man.
在新约的时候还有一个人。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章
Verse 1
第一节
I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness but indeed you are bearing with me for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy for I betrothed you to one husband that is to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin that I am afraid lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness Your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
他说但愿你们容我有这一点的欲望其实你们原是宽容我的我为你们起的在这里应该是祭血原是神那样的祭血因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Here Paul is expressing his jealousy, the jealousy of God in him.
那保罗在这里表现表达他在神里头那一个记血。
It's for the church in Corinth.
对这个哥林多教会。
Why?
为什么？
Why? Because she's betrothed. She's not the bride. She's the betrothed for the Lord.
因为这个哥林多的教会是一个应许给主的一个是许配的。
A bride, of course, is a term that belongs to the age to come, not this time.
因为男来临的时候，他要成为新妇，在这里还不是。
But here, Paul is aware of what the church is to Christ.
那么在这里，保罗在提醒。这个教会应该是属于基督的。
She is the betrothed.
她实在是一个许配的。
And he's sharing God's jealousy for her protection from any kind of unfaithfulness or defilement.
她在这里与神一同分享那个祭血，好像在这里没有其他败坏的、不纯洁的存在。
Generally, when we have a marriage.
一般来讲，我们有婚宴的时候，结婚的时候
，we have the bridegroom and the bride, of course, that makes the marriage, doesn't it?
那么我们有新娘，也应该有新妇才能做成婚宴。
But then the bridesmaid, there are the bridesmaids.
然后我们还有配伴娘
，and there's the best man.
还有这个伴郎
，who's the best man?
谁是伴郎呢
？The friend of the bridegroom.
是这个新郎的朋友。
I've been best man three times before I was married.
我对这个婚宴有三次做了这个伴郎。
The best man. What's the duty or privilege of the best man?
到底这个伴郎的这一个权利，这个是做什么的
？Well, in modern days it may differ. You've got to see that there are enough cars for all the people, or you've got to see enough seats at the reception.
在今天的时候，你要看看这里有没有足够的座位，足够的这一个。一些东西
But that's not the pattern here.
但是在这里不是做这样的事。
Responsibility of the best man.
这一个新郎的最重要的责任
is to see that there's no accident, no defilement between the betrothal and the wedding.
是要在这里看见这个许配的与这个婚宴没有什么偏离的。
And Paul is speaking like the best man here.
保罗在这里好像以一个伴郎来这里说话。
John the Baptist spoke about himself as the friend of the bridegroom, didn't he?
那么这个使徒的约翰不是他自己说，我就是那一个新郎新妇的这个新郎的这一个伴郎。
The spiritual, the moral condition of the church was a deep exercise on the part of the apostle.
然后这个教会的最深的这一个性格的。最是使徒们的最大的责任
，because he had the jealousy of God，
因为他有对神那个祭邪的性格。
Now we read in the Old Testament. We go back to the Old Testament now.
然后现在我们回到旧约。
That there's a law of jealousy.
在这里有这个祭邪的律法。
Jealousy must be godlike.
那么这一个祭邪应该像神。
There can be jealousy of other kinds, as I have said.
不是像我其他所说的这一些的。
But there's a law of jealousy.
在这里有祭邪的这一个律。
And we go back to Numbers chapter 5.
如果我们再回去这个民数记第五章。
And here we get the law of jealousy.
就会看见主是祭邪的主。
Numbers chapter 5.
民数记第五章。
Verse
29.
This is the law of jealousy. When a wife, being under the authority of her husband, goes astray and defiles herself, or when a spirit of jealousy comes over a man and he is jealous of his wife, he shall then make the woman stand before the Lord, and the priest shall apply all this law to her. Numbers 5, verse 29 and 30.
妻子被主丈夫行了污秽的事，或是人生起了人生了怀疑的心，怀疑他的妻，就有这怀疑的条例。那时他要叫妇人站在耶和华面前，祭司要在他身上照着条例而行。
Now this is just a summary of something that's gone before.
这是做这是发生事情的一个总结的一个解说。
Applying a law or showing how the law is to be applied.
好像我们的主如何在这里要做的事。
Now, some people get very offended with these verses 11,
27,
28.
有人对这一些话语觉得非常受攻击。
Between the ages of 16 and 22, I was a member of a Baptist church.
在1922。Between
16 and 17 years of age.
Okay,
16 and 22.
Okay, 我在16岁到22岁的中间, 我是一个浸信会的一个会友。
I was a member of a Baptist church.
我是浸信会的一个会友。
But at age of 22,
然后从22岁开始,
I had to go to the pastor and say, I'm resigning my membership.
然后我就跑到这个牧师面前说,我辞职了。Because
I understood, I'd read the Bible a bit, that he wasn't really preaching the word.
因为我从神的话一看见,他实在不在这里宣讲神的话。So
I told him I'd come to resign my membership because he was not faithful to the scriptures.
所以我来这里辞职,因为这一位牧师对神的话语不忠心。
And he suddenly said,
他然后突然地说,
You want me to accept that passage in Numbers chapter 5?
你要叫我领受这一段的圣经的话语吗?
About that trial of the woman suspected of unfaithfulness?
你要看到这个妇人被这个审判,她不这个忠心吗?
You want me to accept that as the word of God?
你要叫我接受这个是神的话语吗?
Well, I knew what he was referring to.
我知道他要所说的,
although we didn't read the passage, he just threw it at me.
他就把这个丢在我的面前,
I said, I don't understand it.
他说我不了解,
but I accept it as the word of God.
但是我因着他是神的话,
but now, thank God, I understand it.
但是现在我知道,
and I'm going to share it with you.
我要跟你一同分享,
of course, you may know already.
你可能已经知道了,
but it doesn't matter. Let us be refreshed in our knowledge.
没有关系, 让我们的知识再次更新。
Here's a husband who's suspecting his wife of unfaithfulness.
在这里做丈夫的对他的妻子怀疑他的忠贞。
He hasn't the evidence.
他还没有什么证据,
but he's suspicious. He suspects.
他怀疑他这句话。
So there was a procedure he must follow.
然后在这里有一定的律例要 遵循,
both to protect the wife and to protect himself.
在这里能够保护他, 也保护他的妻子,
and the procedure is simply given to us in those verses.
然后在这一段的圣经就告诉我们应该遵循的条例,
11-28节, and simply it's this.
很简单的是这样,
he must bring his wife before the priest,
他要把他的妻子带到这个祭司面前,
because this matter must be examined, tested,
因为这一个必须要受试验,
whether she has been unfaithful or not.
看看她是不是忠贞。
And as he brings her before the priest,
然后他带到祭司的面前,
he's to put a grain offering in her hand.
他必须要在他的手中带起这一个赎罪祭是吧?
A grain offering.
赎祭。
And with the grain offering in her hand in the presence of the priest,
然后在祭司手中面前他拿着他的素祭,
the priest is now to tell her how solemn it is if she has been unfaithful to her husband.
那么祭司就要问他是有人有没有做出这个不忠贞的事,
and to gain her agreement that sin of that kind must be judged.
所以要让他了解这样的罪要被定罪。
In addition to what is in her hand in the presence of the priest,
然后在这个祭司面前除了用这个手里的素祭以外,
he takes water,
他就用这个水,
and dust from the floor of the sanctuary,
然后在这一个会幕里头那一些的灰,
put the dust into the water,
把这个灰放在这个水里头,
and that water becomes bitter.
然后这个水变成苦水。
Now she must drink that water.
然后她亦要喝这个苦水。
And that water is going to witness whether she's guilty or not.
然后这个苦水要见证她是不是忠贞。
And as he recites the procedure to her,
当这个祭司做这样子的事的时候,
and the fact of this unfaithfulness being sin,
然后如果这一个不忠心的话就有罪,
he gets her consent to judgment.
然后她就要得到,
see, it says in verse 22,
然后第22节这么说,
this water that brings a curse shall go into your stomach, make you, your abdomen swell and your thigh waste away, and the woman shall say, Amen, Amen.
并且这次 咒诅的水日你的长重要叫你的 肚腹发胀大腿消瘦妇人要回答说 Amen, Amen.
She's accepting the test.
她是接受这个试验
And accepting the judgment.
那么也接受这个审判
It's going to be proved whether she's faithful or unfaithful.
还要证明她是不是对她的先生有忠心。
And the priest, after he has got her consent to that judgment,
然后这个祭司从她的手中得知到这一个审判。
He then uses the water to blot out the charge against her.
然后用这一个水把她取掉这一个审判。
It's a very graphic, traumatic, real experience.
实在是一个很伤感的一个情况。
The unfaithfulness is so bad, so sad, and so damaging to the family relationship.
那一个不忠心对这个家庭的这个和谐，实在是非常的破坏。
It must be arrested.
必须要在这里停止。
And now, what happens?
然后发生什么
？Well, the woman is cleared.
如果是女人是
，she's not guilty.
清洁，没有罪的。
And the husband is cleared.
然后先生也是清洁的。
He must follow this procedure, otherwise he can be identified with her unfaithfulness.
然后他必须要有下面的律例去调去做，不然他也是变成不洁净。
Here is a lovely message concerning another one who was jealous for God.
然后在这里我们会看见还有一个是对神忌邪的神是有关系的。
In the Old Testament, it was Phineas.
在这个旧约的时候是 Phineas.
In the New Testament, it was Paul.
在新约的时候是保罗。
But there's another, isn't there another?
还有另外一个不是吗？
I am very jealous.For the Lord God.
我们为神的缘故，我非常忌邪。
It says in Psalm 69,
在这个诗篇第六十九篇的地方
，A great psalm on our Lord, prophetic psalm,
是关于主的这个诗篇。
Prophetic psalm.See what it says.
诗篇第六十九篇，他怎么说呢
？In verse 9,
第九节说
，For zeal for thy house has consumed me.
因为我为你的殿，心里焦急，如同火烧。
Now that is in the context of other statements that clearly identify with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是说到我们主他心中的那一个光景一样的。
Verse 4, you see.
第四节说
Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head.
无故恨我的比我头发还多。
And then also,
而且
again in verse 9,
第九节说
The reproaches of those who reproach thee have fallen on me.
他说并且辱骂你的人辱骂都落在我的身上。
So this is clearly a messianic psalm.
这是很清楚的，这是弥赛亚的歌。
In verse 21,
第二十一节
，They also gave me gall for my food and for my thirst. They gave me vinegar to drink.
他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我喝了；他们拿醋给我喝。
And what was the Lord doing in all this cost, in all this experience?
主在这里所做的，他所经历的到底是为什么
？See verse 4, last part.
第四节的最后一半。
Those who would destroy me are powerful. What I did not steal, I then have to restore.
他说：“无理我为丑，要把我剪除的，甚为强盛。我没有抢夺的，要叫我偿还。”
What is the Lord doing in all the sufferings of His cross?
到底主在十字架，他所经过的这一些受苦是什么
？He's restoring what He took not away.
他在这里再次的建立回复他们所夺去的
What had been lost
已经失落的
the affection of his people.
就是他的子民对他的感情的时候。
Now, so, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength.
所以他说尽心尽心尽力爱主你的神。
That's what had been lost.
那个是失落的这一份。
What is he doing in all the agony of his cross?
到底在十字架上他所做的到底是什么？
He's recovering, he's restoring what he took not away.
他在这里回顾被夺去的，能够再一次偿还。
The zeal of thine house has eaten me up.
在这个我的心里为我的神的殿心里焦急。
Those words of Psalm 69, of course, are in John chapter 2.
还有约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
When the Lord cleansed the temple,
当主洁净圣殿的时候，
then his disciples remembered these words.
然后他的门徒们记住这些话。
John chapter 2, verse 17.
那么约翰第二章就是七节。
His disciples remembered that it was written, Zeal for thy house will consume me, or has eaten me up.
他说我的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Living Bible says, Zeal for thy house is my undoing.
其他的一个翻译说，我心里焦点是为着他们所做的。
But the Son shared the jealousy of the Father.For the affections of his people.
那个子与他的父同样的感受，对他子民的这一个感情。
There would be no unfaithfulness.
不容许有什么不忠实的忠贞。
No idolatry would enter. No substitute for the real.
没有对这个真实的有什么代替品，没有什么淫乱的事。
This wonderful relationship by covenant which God had made with his people.
好像神与他的子民所建立这一个美妙的这一个约
might continue in its strength and not be annulled.
要比继续不断的被自己坚守。
So when we think again on Numbers chapter 5,
所以我们再次回到思想生命记第五章的第六章的时候，
Our Lord is here.
我们的主在这里。
Our Lord is here represented, perhaps not fully, by the husband.
那么我们主在这里好像被这个做丈夫的在这里预表代表。
By the husband who puts the offering in her hand in the presence of the priest.
在这个祭司的面前把他的素祭放在了他的手中。
But doesn't give her to drink the bitter water.
但是却没有给他喝这个苦水。
No, the wife in that case was supposed to.
这个做妻子的不应该不这样，本来应该这样做。
What did our Lord do?
我们主所做的是什么？
He drank the cup.
他自己喝了这个苦杯。
That's what we've been reminded of this morning.
所以今天早上我们在这里所提醒的就是这一个。
He drank the bitterness.
他喝这一个苦杯。
Our unfaithfulness.
我们的不忠贞
our diminished love
我们对他爱的减轻
our fluctuating affection
我们对他感情的起伏
exposing us to so many things that are grievous to him
我们把我们自己好像暴露在许多他自己主非常焦急的事
he
担忧的事
he drank the cup
他却喝了苦杯
but what has he done for us this morning
他今天早上为我们所做的是什么
He's put the meal offering in our hand.
他把这一个素祭放在我们的手中。
And as we took the bread this morning,
除了我们今天早上领着这个饼，
we did so in his presence.
我们在他的面前这样做。
Under the scrutiny of the great high priest.
在这个至高的祭司的面前。
And what was the purpose?
这一个目的是什么？
Remember me, he says.
他说，请你纪念我。
But not only that.
不仅是如此
examine ourselves
我们要检查我们的心
to see if there's unfaithfulness
但是有没有看见我们有不忠贞的事
if anything has supplanted our Lord in any degree
如果有什么事把我们对主的心有什么减低的时候
it's a wonderful
代替品的时候
it's a wonderful occasionOur coming together like this on a Sunday morning.
实在在主日我们一同来这里，实在是一件很美妙的事。
Let us have as much of its significance as we can.
让我们让这件事成为有更极大的意义。
And when we're in his presence with the bread in our hand,
当我们有他的这个饼放在我们手中的时候,
in the numbers situation it was to bring iniquity to remembrance.
然后再从一个生命记告诉我们是把我们的罪业能够带到他的面前。
That grain offering in her hand, it says, was a memorial.
那一个素祭是说到是一个纪念。
Bringing iniquity to remembrance.
把我们的纪念我们从前的罪孽
And if we do follow the advice of our Lord when we take the bread and the wine
当我们根据主的这个吩咐来取这个饼杯的时候
we surely give him an opportunity to show where there's some decline in our attention to his word
当然我们给我们机会来看看我们对主的那一个那个attention 对于他的请注
Obedience.
注意力有没有减少、
Brothers and sisters, our God is a jealous God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是忌邪的神。
It doesn't frighten me any longer.
也不再给我有什么惧怕。 我不再惧怕。
He is fire.
他是一个烈火。
But not to destroy.
不是在这里来摧毁。
But to appropriate.
是来他们把我们放在适当的里头
as he's among us this morning in his fire character
叫我们放在该得的地位
is he finding that which he can appropriate with pleasure
他能够在他应作得到我们而得喜悦
we're walking in holiness
走在一个圣洁的路上
there's no unfaithfulness in our relationship to him
与他的关系没有什么不忠贞的
no diminishing of our affections
我们对他的感情也没有减少
but still loving him with all our heart with all our soul with all our strength
我们还是以我们尽心尽意爱神我们的神
that's what our time together on Sunday morning can contribute to
这是我们在主日这样的具体的所要献上的。
Amen.
Amen.